I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the world-famous AfterBuzz TV studios in sunny Los Angeles, California.
Woo-woo!
And have we got a show for you. So before we get into all the dust-ups and fisticuffs, let me introduce the packed, loaded, star-studded panel. First, all the way to the left, weighing in at a very, very small amount, ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Kiki!
She is 4 pounds, she's a Brussels Griffon, and she's a Libra.
Oh, I'm a Libra.
I don't know what that means.
You
but...
guys have so much in common, wow.
Gang, Libra gang.
And holding Kiki... She is the runway expert, the tea-sippin', tea-spillin' fashionista. Let's hear it for Jessica O'Connor.
You forgot dog mom, but it's fine. That's the only the
mom.
Most
dog
important
mom.
Part.
That's really what you are, is the dog
yes.
mom.
Yes, of course.
But next to... her. He is the international super scout, checking out wrestling from countries all over the globe and here in the U.S. of A. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make some noise for Roger Corral.
Thank you, thank you. I leave for 1 week. I lost my seat. I lost everything. I lost everything.
He lost it all, like a bad trip to Vegas, folks.
We're actually training Kiki to be your replacement. Yes.
Kiki's doing dark tonight. And to my immediate left, she is the indie super scout, the person checking out the maybe the wrestlers you haven't heard of yet, finding out who you're going to love in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make some noise for Anissa Barr.
Yeah. It's going to be a good show.
And, of course, hailing from inside the booth, we have the super producer, the bringer of the bing, bang, and boom. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for Josh Alonzo.
Let's get it. Wait, hold on.
No reaction from Josh.
I knew this weren't real.
And I am your benevolent host, Fancy Jack Farmer. But before we get the show going today, we have Skyping in a very special guest. She is the super social media influencer and the Twitter nuclear reactor. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Jessie Davin.
Thank goodness.
Yes. Jessie, first and foremost, thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's always really fun to check you out on Twitter and watch you do the live reactions as the shows are happening. You do it for AEW as well as all the other wrestling programs. So thanks for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. Seriously, this is so cool. Like, I'm really excited. And it was a great show.
It was really fun.
It really was. It was one of the best shows for you to be a part of, actually, because there's so much fun stuff happening. I would like, just in general, let me throw it out to everyone. What did you guys think of this episode?
Best one in a while, I would say.
Yeah.
Best one this week.
He's lowering the bar. He's like, that was an overstatement. Settle down.
I was very excited. Good show.
You guys don't have enough energy! This was a great show!
You're scaring the dog.
Sorry, Kiki. Oh, no, I really did scare the dog.
Awesome.
I'm terrible now. Lots of stuff. I'm going to go ahead and I want to start here. Now, the big moment obviously came at the very, very end. We got the debut of one Jeff Cobb. Anissa, you walked in today. Before anyone could say a word to you, Anissa, you were like, AEW signed Jeff Cobb. What does this mean to you?
It means a lot because the first time but Jeff Cobb is just somebody. He's just a powerhouse, and I think that's what AEW really needs right now. I feel like they don't have a lot of big guys like him, and I'm, you know, very excited to see him in AEW, what he can do. I feel that this is a good fit for Inner Circle, even though they're getting bigger, like their group is expanding more, but they don't have someone like Jeff Cobb, and this is what AEW needs, and I'm very excited to see what his future holds. And again, you know, what Chris Jericho is going to pretty much use him for.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is being brought in to take on one Jon Moxley next week. Now, Jesse, I want to throw it to you. If I understand correctly, you're a bit of a Moxley fan yourself, right?
Oh, yes. I've loved Jon Moxley. He's from the great state of Ohio. I really love that little homage.
Yeah.
I really like him. I'm going to love this. This is really exciting to me. I mean, I just, the whole eye patch thing is just vibes anyway, like super pirate. So I think he can throw on a match with the best of them. So I'm really, really excited to see this.
You got to think Moxley's going to meet his match, though, next week. Jeff Cobb debuting, looking super strong, slamming him around. Moxley doesn't have a chance, right?
Excuse me?
No. Moxley's been wrestling without an eye, so he can handle this guy for sure. But he's got that match coming up at Revolution. This is definitely going to damage him. Will he be able to withstand the wrath and hold out until the 29th of February?
That seems to be the question. Jessica, when you saw Jeff Cobb walking down to the ring, just a big old bunch of man coming down
bunch of man.
What is that?
What were you thinking of this guy? Were you just like, who's this dude?
I was thinking he was a big old bunch of man.
A big old bunch of man. No, I believe that's a professional term.
He's really tough looking. And I agree with Anissa. We don't have anything like him in AEW. His look is different. His energy was different. Like, yeah, I was intrigued, I would say.
And Roger, now you're a fan of Jeff Cobb, right?
Sure. I don't. You know what it is?
You say so?
No. I like him, and he has a great look. I don't like names. Like I can't be intimidated by a Jeff. Or a Drew.
Jeff Cobb. It's like Jeff Cobb. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a middle school principal. My middle school principal was Mr. Cobb. Like, that's what I think of.
Exactly.
But that's what he's gone. That's his name. Like that. Breaking
news.
Born this way, you guys.
He was born this way. No, I get it. I just, you know, if you're telling me like, oh, you got to watch out for Jeff. I'm like, okay.
That's why you say Jeff Cobb.
I don't think Cobb helps.
I think because he's known as that name for so long, obviously he's going to keep that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Matanza Cueto is how I know him.
Lucha Underground is dead. Stop it.
It's not dead to me. It's not dead to me. So that's clearly a big deal for next week. But before all that happened, we had Santana versus Jon Moxley, eye for an eye matches as they were building up to it. I want to take a second and just show some love for Santana. I tweeted out today that Santana, I think, is the total package. I think if you check out if you remember his promo from earlier in the night, the way he wrestles, the way he looks. Awesome. I think the sky's the limit for this guy. Jesse, what do you think about Santana?
Oh, I think he's absolutely amazing, and it's great to see that AEW recognizes his incredible ability and is utilizing it to his full potential. That sit-down interview, my God, I was feeling it. I wanted to kind of root for him, you know? I was like, my God, this man. I was like, I felt bad for him as dad and everything. I was like, oh my God, you go and win, man. Get that eye back.
I agree. I always say the thing with wrestling is there's athleticism and everything else, but the real thing is when you can get emotion out of people. And I felt emotion for Santana in that promo. That, to me, made a star.
Can I just say, is his dad really blind?
I was going to ask it, but I was scared. cared to ask.
What are the odds, man? Like, right. Like that's a storyline, and you're like, actually,
can
guys.
Anyone in the chat verify if that is true? Because I was wondering the same
like,
thing.
Holy,
but
yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know. I just assume it was true because. You know,
but what are
I
the odds?
It's a weird thing to lie about.
Yeah, that's some bad mojo to lie about that kind of thing. But in general, man, I think that Santana, if we were doing a power ranking of the future, Santana's got to be in the top five for AEW. I think he's going to be such a, and he looked great today with Jon Moxley. Overall thoughts on the match, Anissa, you're a huge Moxley fan. I always like to give you the chance to talk about the matches that he's in. How did you feel Moxley looked tonight?
I thought he did really great. I don't. The one thing I don't like, that type of eye patch because I've noticed that he kept moving it a little bit, you know, kind of fix that a little bit.
That's an odd critique. But,
I want to see where this conversation goes.
It's fair. It's a fair critique.
Right, but, with this, I'm starting to feel really bad for him because nobody is not coming out and helping him. But what is this? The storyline has gone for months. But what is this trying to prove to the new fans? Like what is Jon Moxley trying to prove? And what are the Inner Circle trying to prove by beating up just one guy and one guy only?
That's a good point.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Is his
That's
actual?
That's a really
like,
good point.
Yeah.
I don't know what his actual beef is now that I think about it. Like, he was just, he decided not to join the Inner Circle.
And big mistake.
And they kind of,
big mistake.
But that's where they ended off with.
That's what it is.
I mean, look, Jericho graciously gave him a $750,000 car.
It's a
He
Ford.
Was going to give him a... Don't you dare besmirch American muscle.
I have a Ford. It's crap.
It's a Ford.
I'm coming after Ford.
You know why no one comes out to help Jon Moxley? Because Jon Moxley's a jerk. Jon Moxley was dropping Kenny Omega through tables when all Kenny Omega wanted to do was be friends. Jericho was like, I'll be your friend. He's like, I'm going to stab you in the eye. What is... Moxley's a jerk.
I remember it a little differently.
He was a stabber. How does establishing wanting to win a match make him a bad guy?
Yeah, Jack.
He's trying to win.
It's a business, and he could have been 49% owner of the Inner Circle. That was the right move, and he's paying for it. And you know what? I think he deserved exactly what he got. John, you deserved it.
Well, Jan.
Yeah, Jan.
I love that she's picking up on the energy that we make fun of Jack. You really just fit right in.
She fits right in, man.
We should have her on every week.
I'm part of this circle now. Yeah.
You're doing a great job, Jesse. You're picking up on everything that we do here. And one thing we do every single week is we like to remind everyone where they can find us. And that's something that Jessica O'Connor with Kiki usually takes over. Jessica, can you go ahead and let everyone know where they can find us?
Yeah, well, we just want to thank you guys so much for tuning into AfterBuzz TV every single week. We love coming here and talking about everything, especially wrestling. You got to follow our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those social medias. Get out there, engage, and join the conversation.
And talking about conversation, yeah. Charlene said, I thought we were talking about Carlos Santana.
Charlene.
We're just having people come in.
Shout out, speaking of Charlene, shout out to the chat. Anthony's in there, Charlene, Dang, Dylan, External, Joseph, Zeno, all you guys. Thank you so much for being in the chat and joining along. If you're listening to this later, watching it later, join in on the chat. I know if you were in the chat or if you're watching this later, I know the first thing Kiki would say to you, if Kiki could speak English, would be, leave a comment.
I agree with that, yeah.
Leave a comment.
That would be your first words. Leave a comment.
In perfect English. You know who else was speaking some perfect English tonight? Britt Baker.
Oh, I have such an issue.
No, by all means.
Go ahead.
I do too.
With that Texas Longhorn hat?
Of course. I am a proud graduate of the University of Texas. I am from Texas. Ooh. And I worked at Whataburger. And she came.
Oh my God.
She came and insulted me personally.
Oh my God.
Like, okay, so Whataburgers are 24/7. I used to work with... Oh my God, that is great! I thought you were going to pull out a Whataburger shirt.
Shout out to Texas and Nine.
Shout out Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits from Whataburger.
Oh my God, that sounds so good right now.
Never
shout
have.
Out Whataburger.
Yeah, like no shade to Whataburger. Full respect right. to Whataburger.
Right.
Their mascot is the What a Guy.
Yeah, I think, you know the one thing that you forgot to mention, though, is she was dead on accurate about everything that she said.
Like what? Elaborate.
I love Britt Baker. You know what? At first, when she first started, I was like, she's great. She's doing good. She's a good face for the women's division. But now I think she's a role model. I think she is so much more natural on the microphone. I'm loving her. Jesse, how do you feel about Britt Baker and this just new, confident, powerful direction she's taking?
I couldn't agree more with the new confidence. I absolutely love Britt Baker. I've believed in her since day one, and I don't think a lot of people realized how, like, green she was, like, how new to all of this that she was. And just to see her flourish in front of millions of people, or a million, so it's awesome, and it makes my heart happy. It makes my soul happy. Kind of mad at her about the Baker Mayfield diss. And I'm kind of mad at her about the Whataburger diss, but I get it. She's, you know, she's trying to get a reaction.
She's kind of right?
Yes, no, she's absolutely right about, yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's true, though. I mean, no. Talk yeah. about underwhelming season. Right. But anyway, no, I absolutely love her. I think that she is really, she's picking out those pinpoints in a local audience that will get them riled up to boo, and she's doing it so well, and I absolutely love it.
When she called us chubby Whataburger faces, that crowd erupted. like,
that hit me in my heart. That hit me in my heart.
Yeah, I got off of my couch, and I'm like, how dare you?
I did a little like, ooh. My favorite line she said, though, this was so good, was, everyone give it up for Tony. He's trying so hard and killing it.
I liked when she told him to stand up straight. Did you notice that she was like, stand up straight?
It was so condescending. Britt Baker, I am loving you right now. One of my favorites in the women's division, for sure. And speaking of the women's division, we got a big shakeup tonight. Nyla versus Riho for the title. Nyla won. Anissa, walk us through this. Riho's long, unstoppable streak has been smashed. How do we feel about this?
I am so happy. Because, we've talked about it multiple times. Where is Riho? She's not really here. We need somebody that is always
she's
on
busy.
TV.
She's not really here.
So I think Nyla Rose is a perfect fit. And, you know, I did like what she did backstage and going, you know, face-to-face with Kenny Omega. Yeah. You know, there's a storyline right there. But also is there a potential, you know, a match right there, too, you know? I love intergender wrestling, and I hope AEW does intergender wrestling. But I really enjoyed how the rest of the women were just right there watching backstage. But yeah, overall, I'm just very happy that Nyla Rose is now the women's champion.
It really felt like a new chapter for that division with her taking over. And yeah, as you said, kind of flaunting it in front of all the women in the back. Mm-hmm. And this, I believe, this was both Riho and Nyla Rose's best matches on AEW.
Yeah.
Jessica, how do you feel? Did you kind of, you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like Riho. I like her music. Her music is the best. She gets the people going.
I'm
down for a switch up. I'm down for a new champion, but I just felt like they both did such a good job. She was bleeding from the mouth, and so passionate and intense. It was just a lot, an A-plus effort from both sides, in my book.
It was really a good match. Jesse, did the right person win tonight? Did you like seeing Nyla win, or were you hoping Riho held on another day?
I think I was rooting for Nyla. I think she's amazing. I think she's a force to be reckoned with. You know, Riho hasn't really been around, you know, kind of felt like a part-timer kind of thing, even though we kind of understand she had other things going on. But can I just say, I think this was the best women's match that AEW has put on.
Yeah,
I mean,
agreed.
It was phenomenal. It was great. And I was it was so refreshing to see a great women's match on AEW.
I 100% agree. That it was really, really good. I love Nyla as the champion. I think it was great.
That crowd was like eating out of their hands. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was great.
And then so Nyla good. Licked her hand and everyone stopped. speaking of stopping, Darby has stopped talking. He took a skateboard to the throat, and I love these little vignettes he's doing where he's holding up signs, challenging Guevara. I think this is a very layered thing to do because Guevara is typically the one that holds up signs. Looks like they're going to go at it at Revolution.
I didn't even put those together.
Me either. I thought they were promoting literacy.
Making the audience work.
Yeah.
Yes. Read.
So I think you know, it's one of those things. I think like AEW is very good about this, about just layering and layering and layering all these little hidden things in there. Anissa, you're a big Darby fan.
Yeah.
He's going to go up against Guevara, who is going to be one of the biggest stars in the company. Does Darby stand a chance with an injured throat?
Yeah. I mean, come on, John Moxley has a freaking eye patch.
Yeah, like, we're losing a lot here.
I think Darby Allin will be totally fine. But I'm pretty excited to see what can happen with these two because, you know, like I mentioned before, Darby Allin is very fast in the ring. Mm-hmm. And Sammy Guevara is not slow, but he's just very, like I mentioned before, like he looks like he reminds me of a YouTuber douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, that's pretty much what I can say at this moment.
George, Roger.
All right.
George, sorry.
We're renaming you.
Sorry. No, I was talking to George
Ramos. You are George now.
I
leave for 1 week.
Right?
We decided Roger's not intimidating enough. You are George now.
I've been sitting with George Ramoza from the After 83 Weeks podcast all day. All professionalism. I could have called you Jeff, but Roger
Cobb.
Guevara's almost kind of from your neck of the woods. Are you a Guevara fan? Do you relate to people from your neck of the woods?
Of course. Anyone that's from Texas, unless you went to A&M, I accept you.
Fair. I think Guevara has got this by a mile. I think he just surrounds himself with the right people. So I'm a Guevara fan.
Guevara did like a 450, 560, I don't know math. 720.
Yes, that was so cool.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Wait, I thought I was like tripping. I was like, did he just, that was a lot. Okay.
Right. And he, and it's funny because, yeah, you do have to like think, like, how did he do that? So
a springboard diver or something, because that was like a drill that I used to do in diving a lot. It was like
like a diving flip. Now that you say that,
I could see him being a diver.
Yeah.
Anybody in the chat know?
Everyone in chat was Sammy Guevara. But I think who you associate with is important, and Sammy is associating with the right people. Some people who aren't associating with the right people is SCU, they had a match against Hangman and Kenny Omega. Coming to get it on.
This is my tag team.
We got the tag team champions over in the corner. Kiki, what do you think about SCU?
Well. Can you ask me? Are you asking me?
Yeah, that's
I'll take over.
Let's say SCU.
She's like, let me tell you something, brother.
SCU, like, they're the champs, but I don't feel
they were
like
the champs.
They're active.
They lost.
When?
Hangman and Omega.
Okay, we have
today.
We have lost.
You didn't.
No, but
Hangman and Omega won the titles.
Okay, well, obviously, but I'm saying like leading up to this, like they're the champs, but they're not acting like it.
They've hit a bit of a tough streak, but I want to say this just right off the bat. I think this needs to be said. This was one of the best tag team matches I have seen in about as long as I can remember, which is saying something, because I could swear I said the same thing a few weeks ago. But this one was so good. Like, we talk about storytelling. Like, did you notice how SCU work together super well, but Hangman and Omega, they work together, but it never worked properly. Like, yeah. They would always bump into each other, or things wouldn't go exactly right.
But it's like Destiny, though. It works.
It worked. It was so cool the way... Yeah, because they're building the tension between them. But every time, you know, Hangman would try to help Kenny Omega, something would happen to Kenny Omega or things like that. And it was a really, really cool story. Jesse, what did you think of this match? Was this a big hit, a miss, a middle of the road?
It was a huge hit. And can I just say that the whole Dark Order promo before it added so much tension to this match to me. Mm-hmm. So much tension. I was like, ooh, is someone turning? Oh, there's miscommunication. Is he part of it? Is he part of Dark Order? I feel like it was in a Saw movie.
Yeah. Oh, I love the reference. Yes, and it's because you're right. Because the whole I love just the subtle wording of there's more than four of us and we're closer than you think. Which the whole time, who is it? Who is it?
Yes. I was like, is it Scorpio Sky? I was like, no, please.
Scorpio Sky, do the right thing. Join the Dark Order. Leave the SC losers behind. Join the Dark Order.
A little bit lost there for a second. I was like, oh, no. I was so scared. And I think I just really liked how dynamic the whole match was, how everyone was aware of their surroundings at all times. There was no, silly distractions or anything like that to me. And it was like everyone was just on point, and it just worked perfect. It was great.
And they started off the show that way.
Yeah.
What better way can you start off a show, right?
Yeah.
It really set the tone.
Let's go.
Let's go. And I loved how, speaking of that, that was another subtle little thing, how Scorpio Sky did a lot of little cheap things throughout the match that would typically be reserved for a Dark Order kind of character. But
I felt that darkness, for sure.
Scorpio Sky, do the right thing. Join the Dark Order. Anissa, are you excited for Scorpio Sky to join the Dark Order?
No. You ask me this every week.
I think...
What's wrong with you? You ask me this every week.
Well, I'm hoping you're going to get on board.
The question is, what's wrong with the Dark Order?
I gave a good analogy, a theory last week that I believe that Matt Hardy is behind this because, you know, his contract was up and obviously Monday was his last show. So I feel that this is Matt Hardy going to show up because, of course, before he showed up, him and Jeff Hardy showed up at WrestleMania, they did a Ring of Honor match, a ladder match with the Young Bucks, so I feel like this is another chapter of Matt Hardy going back and facing, what he wants to take over. I mean, he lost the title, so he probably wants him back. He wants to take over. But I don't believe SCU has anything involved with the Dark Order. SCU has been around forever, and of course, I'm from California, and SCU are my people. So I'm going to stick with these guys, and I'm always going to have their back.
Well, they'll still be from California as a member of the Dark Order.
No, they're not
taking away their citizenship.
I'm with you. I don't think it's a good fit at all.
No, I don't. I don't think it's a good fit at all. It just doesn't really make sense, especially with their history.
But kind of piggybacking on what Jesse had reminded us of earlier about how there could be more. They said people are closer than we think. Yeah. I like at the end how first Butcher and the Blade came out, because my first thought was, oh my gosh, are they a part of the Dark Order? But then more of the more underhanded tag teams start making their way out to the ring, and then we see some other folks like the Bucks come out. We have a full on Donnybrook, as we call it, in the
Bucks of Youth. As they are.
The Bucks of Youth show up and they battle it out. A real preview to this big tag team rumble we're having. But the Bucks at the end are the ones standing tall. Jesse, one of my biggest gripes in all of pro wrestling is the Young Bucks claim to be the best tag team in the world, but they're not the tag team champions. It grinds my gears. How do you feel about the Young Bucks claiming to be the best in the business when they're not even the champions?
Well, you can be the best in the business and still not be the champion.
We've been telling him for weeks.
Boulder Dash! Boulder Dash, I cry.
I as a tag team, it's not, you have to be in sync at all times, and sometimes you just get a little out of sync. You always have, you can have bad days, you can have good days. I'm just saying, someone can find your weakness. It's how you adapt to those weaknesses and how you learn from it and move on. And if they become champions again and they learn from their mistakes, that truly does make them kind of the best.
That if is in 72 point font because it's huge.
You know she's right.
I do have a feeling that they're going to do pretty well in that Rumble when it comes up. Speaking of doing well, some people do pretty well in the way they present themselves. And that leads us to my favorite segment of the night. Ladies and gentlemen, it is The Runway with Jessica O'Connor and Kiki.
You gotta wake up, Mama. Yay! You did so good. Well, I mean, tonight's runway is a little unconventional. We're switching things up tonight. We don't have to do everything the same. Who says we have to do everything the same every week? You know, normally I do one female wrestler, one male wrestler, best looks of the night. But tonight, somebody else really caught my eye. Probably caught the whole internet, the Twitter versus I. I'm talking about my man Scooby-Doo.
Yes!
Can we take
him? Right?
I mean, Scooby-Doo really stole the show. I couldn't take my eyes off of him. And he has a striking resemblance to young Kiki over here.
I think he was dressing up as Kiki. I don't think Scooby-Doo is who he's trying to be.
Yeah, Scooby-Who? Yeah.
I think he saw the rumors that Kiki was going to be on the show and was like, okay, I got to show out. But yeah, I think my man Scooby, he is the runway of the week.
How do you even find, it's not even like anywhere close to Halloween. Where do you find that suit, man?
I would like to be a part of the decision-making process when he was just figuring out what to wear.
He's like, today's the day. Scooby's coming out.
What's the most ridiculous thing I have in my closet?
He had that in his closet.
Like, I got this Sailor Moon outfit. I've got this Scooby-Doo outfit.
$200 on that for Halloween. He's going to keep it, dang it.
That seemed like an Amazon order that was like strategically delivered on that day. Like, today is the day.
He was like, it says it's going to be here the morning of. I think that's a good pick. I think definitely the most striking outfit. I think that wins, hands down. Other winners tonight were Dustin Rhodes against Sammy Guevara. Sammy Guevara not having a good start to his push for his match with Darby Allin. I like these two. I think they have a good chemistry. The whole kind of old vet versus the young dude. Roger, walk me through this one. What did you think of this match?
Any Dustin match is always really easy to follow. Nice pace. He's meticulous in any match he has. I feel like he's so underrated. And I'm glad he's getting the opportunity to work with guys like Sammy Guevara because the flow is so easy. So, you know, the match was smooth. I was kind of sad. The match was kind of short, actually. Mm-hmm. 5-10 minutes. It wasn't that long. But I want to see more.
I liked the end when Dustin called out Jake Hager because not only is that going to be a great match, but I like that he referenced Jake breaking his arm months ago and wanting to get some revenge for that. Anissa, do you want to see this match or did you like the promo? Tell me your thoughts.
I mean, we haven't really seen Jake Hager in AEW wrestling competing at all. So now I believe it's the time for him to wrestle. I don't know if it's because of an MMA contract that he had before or whatnot, but I believe that this is now the time for him to see what we could, what he has learned throughout the years and what he can do now. Because, you know, we've seen him at another company, but a lot of wrestlers, when they're gone for a while, they build up, they gain weight, and, you know, they do what they gotta do.
Wow.
Bulk up.
How do you really feel?
Yeah. Jake Tostino's Hager.
Jesse, have you followed Jake Hager's career? Are you a fan of him?
Oh, I've seen him in Bellator a few times. Yeah, I saw the low blows a couple times, and I love how he's continuing to do that too here in AEW.
I agree. I'm a big fan of it. I'm all for Jake Hager. I think he's a great talent. There's still the reigning and defending of the living Lucha Underground title, and he's the final champion. we're off the rails. Real quick,
Fat Swagger is now being commented.
Real quick, MJF had a really cool match with Jungle Boy. I think Jungle Boy is another guy that is going to be a huge, huge star. MJF already is a huge, huge star. Jungle Boy, obviously friends with the Jurassic Express. They have a guy named Marco Stunt, and Kiki is the Marco Stunt of our crew today. So, Jessica, let's. How did you feel seeing MJF versus Jungle Boy?
Well, I mean, I thought the match was great, but I also just felt like they're really setting them up to be like the next Chris Jericho and Cody Rhodes. Like, mm-hmm. there was so much of that in their commentary that, oh, this could be the future. This could be it. I'm like, okay, like it is. Like, it is the future.
It is. I think Jungle Boy is going to be one of the most loved people in wrestling in a few years. I've said that a few times tonight, but I mean it every single time. Jesse, are you more of an MJF person or more of a Jungle Boy person?
Oh, Jungle Boy, Jurassic Express, all the way, of course. But I thought this was MJF's best match, definitely. I think that he looked a lot better. I think he looked dominant and scary. Kind of stinks that Jungle Boy had to get that loss, but I thought it was a great match. I thought it kind of showed off both of them pretty well, and I think it definitely showed off MJF and definitely got me more interested in his match with Cody.
Yeah, I think these guys did a great job of building more interest in themselves in general, and that leads me to the second segment of the evening. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
Elite of the Week.
That's right. As always, we start at number 5, and we count down from there. This week, bringing in number 5 is the Dark Order. They're closer than you think. There's more of them than you realize, and when you say goodbye, I say hello. I think we've got some new folks coming to join the team very, very soon. Next up at number 4, we've got Hangman Page and Kenny Omega. There they are, holding a couple of cats. That's for our special guest, Kiki, here this evening. They're friends. They're great. Kenny Omega, still one of the best in the world, and Hangman Adam Page is my current favorite going right now. He's so fun to watch. Number 3 in just a minute became number 3, Jeff Cobb shows up, cool name and all, and slams John Moxley. You don't make a bigger statement than that. Number 2, that is the native beast, Nyla Rose. She has taken down the reigning champion, Riho. She is the new face of the women's division, and I think things are going to get real nasty in that division because of her. Number 1, it's Kiki!
Kiki!
Number 1, she is the Elite of the Week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
That's it.
Good, Mama.
Elite of the Week.
I think I nailed that, right?
Nailed it.
She earned it.
Best Elite of the Week you've ever done.
So... your trophy will be in the mail shortly. So that was a fun show. So now, unfortunately, though, we've run out of time, folks, and that means it's time to go ahead and put ourselves over. Jessica, why don't you let us know where we can find you and Kiki online?
Oh, well, you can find me on Instagram at JessicaO'Connor_, on Twitter at JOConnor with 3 N's, and you can follow Kiki at SweetBabyKiki_. Yeah.
And Roger.
You can find me on Twitter, Roger_Corral.
And Anissa.
I'm Anissa Barr. You can follow me on all social media, and if you're in the Los Angeles area, Orange Cassidy is going to be at Bar Wrestling, and Luchasaurus and Marco Stunt will be at PCW.
Ooh, awesome. And Josh in the booth, how about yourself?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at JOAL323.
And of course, Jesse, let everyone know where they can find you and all your reactions.
You can find me on Twitter at Jesse the Buckeye, JESSI, just an I, the Buckeye. Go Bucks.
Awesome. And I am Jack Farmer. You can find me at jackcfarmer.com as well as at realjackfarmer across all social media. You can also check me out on the Raw After Show every single Monday night at 9 p.m. Pacific, as well as the AEW social media skim every Monday. We film it on Mondays now, so check it out there. You can also check me out on After 83 Weeks this week. I got to guest on there, and that was quite the treat. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Until next time, do your best and be yourself.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.